Something made my eyes jump to that window again as a chill came over me. I don't know what caused it. The window was just black, black as pitch. I stared at it, maybe because the disappearance of Creed seemed so black. It's hard to think that the disappearance of the town weirdo could cause a chain reaction of bad happenings like the ones we were going through. It had brought out some intense side of me that was driving a wedge between me and my fun-loving friends. It was worsening Beau Richardson's already difficult life. It was making my mom have to choose between being a lawyer and being a mom. It was making Mrs. Creed so hateful that she would waste another kid's life, a kid with disadvantages in the first place. This weird kid leaves, but the weirdness stays. It starts coming out of everybody else. I felt like Chris's ghost was in us, trying to speak, trying to make us feel what he felt, trying to make us understand. I could hear my mom's voice telling us we needed sleep and to go to bed, or we would never get up for school. I didn't quit looking into the darkness, though. I almost forgot. I heard her reach into her handbag for something. Just before I left Beau, he said to give this to you. He said you'll need your book for class tomorrow. She tossed a composition book on the table, the kind with the black and white speckled hardcover. I could see Allie's name scribbled on the outside. Thanks, Allie said. Something cracked in her voice and made me look. Her face appeared completely casual, except the corners of her mouth were shaking as she opened the front cover. I could see her name printed clearly on the cover, but it wasn't her handwriting inside. Her eyes met mine, and I had to look away really quick to keep from falling off my chair. Yeah, I guess Beau was an ace liar. He got Creed's diary to us via my own attorney mom, and I knew I would never get over that fact as long as I lived. I also would never get over how you can become invisible and do magic if you want something bad enough. My next hope was that Creed's words were in there. My mother has threatened to kill me, and I'm afraid she will.